This next round is another really important one because this is dealing with the statement, I don't know how to get there. I want you to look at the big goal that you've set for yourself and say out loud, I don't know how to get there. I have to figure it all out. This is an important one because you actually shouldn't really know how to get there, but this is our brilliant analytical mind coming up with a resistance to our goal because the feeling is, I've got to figure it all out. I've got to know all the steps. I've got to know how to get there, or I really don't want to accept this goal. And our analytical mind, which is very much like a worker bee, it's task-oriented, it can really get in our way when we are going to need to come up with ideas and creativity and inspiration that are really out of the box, that are going to come from the unconscious part of our mind, which is more creative and makes non-logical leaps. When we put this goal down, there's really no way that in that minute or in that day or that week, you're going to really figure out exactly how to get there. But we want to make sure that we quiet this analytical mind resistance that comes up, because remember that your analytical mind, which wants to know all the steps and how to get there, only knows the past. And because you've never made that much money before, it's going to really resist this goal. Again, this is one to do over and over if this feels really true for you. For some people, depending on how analytically you think, it's harder than others. I want you to give this a suds rating on 0 to 10 on how true it feels, I don't know how to get there, when you're looking at your goal, and note that down, and we're going to start on the karate chop point. Even though I don't know how to make this number happen, and I have to figure it all out right now, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though my brilliant analytical mind wants to know how to make it happen, and I don't know how to make it happen, I have to figure it out right now. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I don't know how to make this happen, I accept all of my feelings about this deeply and completely. Eyebrow point, I need to see how to do this. Side of the eye, I can't figure it out. Under the eye, I don't know how all this will work. Under the nose, I feel like I need to figure it out right now. Chin point, because if I can't figure it out, I shouldn't have this goal. Collarbone point, I don't know how to make that number happen. Under the arm, it's really big and I don't know how to get there. Top of the head, my thoughts are racing about how I'm going to get there. Eyebrow point, I've got to figure it out. Side of the eye, maybe I should start making hundreds of to-do lists. Under the eye, I've got to figure this out now. Under the nose, otherwise it doesn't make sense to have a goal this big. Chin point, I'm just setting myself up for failure. Collarbone point, if I put down a goal I don't know how to achieve, under the arm, I'm setting myself up for failure. Top of the head, I don't know how to achieve this, and I need to figure it all out. And take a nice deep breath. What we're looking for is the intensity of this thought or this feeling that you need to figure it all out starting to come down and feel lighter. So go back to the statement, I don't know how to get there, and re-record your SUDS level and see how far you've come. I also want you to use the workbook to write down anything else that comes up as resistance, anything specifically that comes up, and move on to the positive round when this feeling about I need to figure it all out really comes down to a 2 or a 3. This next round will be the power reframe, the positive for this. And this is a really important reframe because the reality is it is not your work to make the goal happen and to figure out the hows. This is a really important part of the law of attraction and also a really important part of opening up to your own creativity and brilliance. Karate chop point. Even though I don't know how to make this goal happen, it's not my job to figure out the hows. I have faith that the universe will rearrange itself to make this happen for me in the quickest, most harmonious way for me. That's a lot of faith. Somehow I will attract the way and be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered to me. All of my actions will be inspired actions. Eyebrow point, but I don't know how to get there. Side of the eye, it's not my job to figure out the hows. Under the eye, yes, it is. Under the nose, no, it isn't. Chin point, I have faith that the universe, collarbone point, will rearrange itself to make it happen for me. Under the arm, in the shortest, quickest, most harmonious way for me. Top of the head, somehow I will attract the way. Eyebrow point, and the way will show up. Side of the eye, I will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered to me. Under the eye, what if all my actions are inspired actions? Under the nose, and I know when and how to take them. Chin point, what if all I need to do each day is have faith? Collarbone point, all I need to do is focus on my goal. Under the arm, and have faith that the universe will line itself up for me. Top of the head, won't that be wonderful? Eyebrow point, of course it will be wonderful. Side of the eye, I'm allowing my faith to send a message to the universe. Under the eye, I'm ready for your help. Under the nose, I'm ready for you to line up the hows. Chin point, as you line up the hows for me, I will take inspired action. Collarbone point, I do love having brilliant ideas. I do love taking inspired action. Under the arm, I'm allowing the universe to rearrange itself for me. Top of the head, and I'm surprised and delighted by what it's bringing. And take a nice deep breath. Notice how good that round feels.